finding a magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
All right, folks, we are back. National Intel Report, second hour on the second day of May 2006. I've got John in California online. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. I was listening to the alternative media today, John, and I heard a little bit of talk about this illegal immigration thing, but I was really amazed that more people weren't talking about it.
Well, it's because they're too busy watching The Simpsons and drinking their beer and watching football, racing, whatever.
No. I'm talking about the alternative media people. I'm talking about the people that are behind the microphone, supposedly on our side.
Well, I don't consider this alternative media, not when you're getting the truth. I thought you were referring to that, but no, I understand. I understand where you're coming from. I was going to ask Shannon if he knew. I hear all these people talking on the alternative media about these camps that they've already set up. You think that this is just a Hegelian dialectic, that they want to purposely keep these borders open to cause an insurrection, so that not only the Mexicans but also us.
Well, John, this goes back further than this. It's been the aim to bring the United States down because we built ourselves too fine of a sandbox. We got too many toys. The standard of living here in the United States, nobody could match. So how do you sell a bill of goods of world government when you have the shining example of what hard work, keeping the government out of your back pocket and other parts, and we show and we demonstrate that it works? How are they going to sell world government where everything is controlled? How are they going to sell that to people when we've got a bunch of stiff-necked Americans running around and enjoying the life of Riley? They had to bring this country down. One of the ways they're doing it is by allowing these illegals to come into the country. Another way that you do it is debase the currency. Another way that you do it is you regulate people into oblivion. Another way that you do it is you tax them into oblivion.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening here in Fresno County. That's what they're doing.
And regulating. Yep.
And just, you can't believe I could go on for hours about what they're doing just here in this county.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And, you know, I've been talking to people in the last couple of days. People have been stopping by the network to talk to me. And, you know, everybody has their own fears, you know, and I try to address and allay their fears. But I'll tell you what, it's gut check time. It's time to suck it up. Look at this for what it is. And then we got a lot of work to do. They keep throwing these curveballs at us. We keep swinging and missing at the plate. Well, it's time that we just draw this thing down, boil it all down for what it is, recognize it, admit it we have a problem, and admit one thing, that we've got to get real busy. We got to get real busy because there's a lot of work to do, and they keep throwing stuff on our plate. I'm getting buried here.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I really appreciate your passion, John.
Well,
and other people too, you know. I remember when Alex was just a guest host on your program 11 years ago, and look what's happening.
Yeah.
There's so many more people that are getting involved, not only on the radio, but also look at the Minutemen. Look at I'm 62 years old. I'd be willing to take up arms against an insurrection like this. We still have our Second Amendment. We still have a Constitution on paper. Although Bush did say that that's just a GD piece of paper, I could not believe it.
Yeah.
But I appreciate what you're doing, John, and you just hang in there.
Well, we're going to keep plugging away, and I'll tell you what the key to all of this is, and I want to remind all the listeners out there, I repeat this until I get sick of hearing myself repeat it, but it is in the numbers. We have got to do a better job with getting to our fellow Americans, giving them information, getting them on board, and then getting them active. I don't know what the hell we're waiting for. Titanic is, she's going down by the bow. And quite frankly, I'm tired of sitting watching people rearrange the monogram deck chairs. Thanks for your call, John. I appreciate it. Keep listening, my friend. We got to go to break here. Are we going to break? Oh, we are going to break, even though it's late. Okay, we'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
By the way, I forgot to mention this. Last Friday, John McManus from the New American was in town and gave a PowerPoint presentation. And I'll tell you what, it was mean, clean, and right to the point. I'm going to have John McManus on the program. He was traveling, I think, the next day. He was going to Houston. I think he had a few more stops, and we should be able to get him on either this week or next week. But he's got a great video out. Folks, it boils all this down. I've talked about republic versus democracy, covers that. I mean, this should be in every public school, every teacher, every child should see this video. At any rate, we'll bring him up. We're about, it's 11:59 here, folks. We've got about a second life of life left here in America. And I'm not joking about this, folks. I mean, just take a look. You know, if you've reached the magical age of 50, if you were able to live that long, in your lifetime, you've seen this country transformed. And everybody's walking around as if they're like walking through a graveyard whistling, you know. they're scared out of their minds, but they're not doing anything. They're all pretending that, you know, things will get better. We got to vote this person in, or geez, maybe we'll get we'll lose our minds and elect Hillary in 2008. You know, maybe that'll work. You know, let's try that. They're whistling in the cemetery at midnight, folks. They're scared out of their minds, but they don't know what to do. Well, the first thing they got to do is reorient themselves to what form of government we have, what the responsibility of our governmental leaders are, and then we got to make sure that we get on board to make sure these people do their jobs. Does that sound like an impossible task? I don't think that it is. You know, mankind, we faced all kinds of adversity. We faced adversity starting this country. And sometimes it's adversity trying to maintain it. But we had a lot of help from people that were set on one thing, and that was the destruction of this country. We can get it back. Folks, read the Constitution. Read the preamble. We the people? Yeah, we are the government. You know, I haven't heard this in a while, and I hope I never hear it again. You can't fight City Hall. Really? Let's go back to the phones. Carol in Arkansas. Hello, Carol.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
Well, you're on one of my pet peeves.
Which is?
The illegals issue. There's an excellent article that brings it to point. You know, I mean, we're really talking about internationalism here. This is the United Nations plan to globalize and to open up the borders, north and south, CAFTA, NAFTA, GATT, all of that is part of that.
Right.
And in the recent Derry Brownfield's Chronicle paper that he sends out, there was an interesting article. He says, according to economist Charles McMillan, median household income has fallen for the record fifth straight year in succession. McMillan tells us that consumer spending has resulted from Americans spending their savings and refinancing their homes. He says that last year was the first time since the Great Depression that Americans spent more than they earned. He said, in the meantime, the jobless rate continues to increase here in the U.S., regardless of what our government statisticians tell us.
Right.
When Walmart opened a new store near Chicago recently, 25,000 people applied for 325 jobs. And 11,000 people applied for a few Walmart jobs in Oakland, California. He tells about one of his sons living in North Carolina and the fact that the clothing manufacturing has basically gone to Mexico. Textile mills are in China. So, you know, all these are going to other countries, including Mexico. Why don't they go and be employed by these companies that are going to their country from ours?
Well, and on that point, we have been relegated to almost third world status as far as being a supplier. We still grow cotton in this country. Only we're not sending the business to other businesses for clothing manufacturing or whatever. No, we grow the cotton. We send it over to China. They do whatever to make cloth and make products, and then they ship it back here in the country.
Right, and then they charge us when they bring the goods back in here. So our balance of trade, the debt is so huge now that they no longer want our American fiat money. They want collateral.
Yep.
And so they're asking for it. But there's an excellent article by Debbie Kidd also, and you can go to her, Debbie.com. When illegals go berserk, will your state be prepared? And there's a picture in there that shows these Mexicans marching, and it says on the sign that they're holding, if you think I'm illegal because I'm a Mexican, learn the true history because I'm in my homeland.
Yeah, it pretty much says it all. But you know what? That's the theme that's not being picked up by the medias.
That's exactly right. And that was my other point.
Yeah.
The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And so as a little party of one, a little soldier of one, I am going to publish a paper on immigration and circulate it around my state. It will be tabloid size, and I've got all of these wonderful articles, including I just spoke to Glenn Spencer, and I had known him and interviewed him when I was doing a radio program. And he's been in the business like almost 15 years now and battling it. And God bless him. He just, I don't know where he's like the Energizer Bunny, because it's very disheartening. And by the way, can I give out his American Border Patrol address?
Sure. Yeah, I just had him on yesterday.
Yeah, I did hear him. But for those people who are not on the Internet, send him $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever, you just a little bit. If several people would do that, it just, you don't know how much that would encourage him and help him in the battle. He lives 1,000 feet from the border in Sierra Vista. He lives actually south of Sierra Vista. So his address is, and they're a 501c3 organization, so you don't have to worry about your money being misused. It's American Border Patrol at 2160 East Fry, F-R-Y, Boulevard, number 426. That's in Sierra Vista, S-I-E-R-R-A, Vista, Arizona, 85635. Please help him. Pray for him. And John, you too. Bless you. God bless you and all that you do and your website. And I'm thankful that we still have a little voice.
Well, why did you drop off radio?
Well, you know, my husband had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he was sick for about a year. And then he died, and then I lost the son.
Hmm.
And losing the son just about took the wind out of my sails. That about did me in for well over a year. I just really couldn't do it.
Well, it sounds like you're back in the saddle again.
Well, this issue, we either are going to deal with it, or it's going to, as they say, we're either going to stand up and fight, or that we're going to be shot on our knees.
Wait, where did you do a show before?
In Hot Springs. You were on it.
I was?
Yes, you were. I interviewed you, and I interviewed Alex twice.
How long ago was that?
Well, my son died a little over 2 years ago, so it was just before that.
Boy, my cheese is really sliding off my cracker. What was the name of your show?
Talk. It was Talk with Carol. And it was just we had all kinds of these issues that you don't hear on the regular hogwash out there.
Yeah. Boy, do I understand that problem. Well, I'll tell you what. Carol, why don't you give us a call here at the network? I think it's time you get back in the radio saddle again and stick
let me get this newspaper out, because
all
what
right.
I want to do is this is so urgent that people get this message and the information out. And I'm going to try to use my little network around the state and try to get it out at polling places, just put these papers out in businesses, because the general public, you know, all they're hearing is this same old mantra, although they're just a bunch of poor people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're dying in the desert to come work at a car wash. Baloney. What did I just read you about the statistics of the people? I mean, our people are out of jobs.
Yep.
Don't tell me they're jobs that Americans don't want. I watched a house being built across the street from me, and the little S10 truck had a La Raza, one of those little tags on the front bumper,
mm-hmm.
and it was all Mexican labor laying the bricks and the stones and doing all that work. They re-roofed a condo in Hot Springs where I did live, and I don't have that anymore. But anyway, they did the re-roofing down there. Actually, you know, it was a regular local company, but every person who was employed there was Mexican, and they were illegals. None of them spoke English, not one.
Well, you heard me tell the story that when I first came here to Texas, financially I was not anywhere near being set, and you know, we struggled with the radio program and building the network, and my wife and I, for a little extra money, we used to go clean the houses, these model homes and whatever else, and we'd go in and do the cleaning. Well, one day I'm walking out with a bucket and I'm walking out with a vacuum cleaner. And I stopped on the sidewalk, and I look across the street. There is a bunch of illegals building the house, and it used to be that they used to do the cleaning. Now they were building the houses. And here I am out there trying to earn a few extra bucks cleaning up the houses that they're building.
And
Carol,
makes you know there's going to be 10 families living in it.
You betcha. Hey, Carol, hang on the line a second. I want to get your number. So don't go away. We got to take the break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
By the way, Carol Baker, my wife admonished me. She says, you don't remember Carol? Yes, now I do. Sorry about that, Carol. Juan in Indiana. Hello, Juan. Hello, Juan.
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. I listen to you every day, and you know, I don't have an opportunity to call in ever, but I'm out of my office today, and I thought I'd give a ring in. Yeah, I was around yesterday in the city and saw the big, whatever you want to call it, protest demonstration, and it's really bad out here, you know. But I just wanted to say that, well, first of all, I wanted to say I appreciate what you're doing, and I really wish that, you know, you had more opportunity to be heard, especially out this way in the Midwest, you know, because I think a lot of people really need to hear your message, you know.
Well, and it's just not my message. We got a lot of good talk show hosts on this network.
Oh, right, of course, of course. Yeah, I try to tell everybody I can about you know, the network and Alex, and you know, try to show people a video. In fact, I turned some police friends of mine recently onto some of the videos, and they were really taken aback. They, you know, it really, I could tell it really had an impact on them. You know,
what did you show them?
Well, I showed them Alex's video, the Rise of the Police State, and they kind of were scoffing at first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as it went on, they were pretty slack-jawed, and I could tell when it was over, they kind of left in a sort of disturbed state, you know?
Yeah, because they're being cultured like mushrooms, kept in the dark, and fed doo-doo.
Well, right, and that's what I wanted to let you know about, was over here, you know, I'm American Hispanic, and I like to say it that way because I'm American first, you
right.
know? And I was born here, and I don't like this Mexican-American stuff and all that. And I just wanted to say there's a they're trying to turn this into a sort of racial issue, and it's really not that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of people out here of the same like me who, you know, we don't support this at all. You know, we really don't. I mean, we see it for what it is. And, I mean, yeah, we feel sorry for these people. There are, you know, they come from our heritage and all that. But, hey, you know, we had to wait in line to get here. We became Americans. We speak English. We try, you know, we buy into America. We are America. And I'm really offended by the fact that all the coverage is talking about this immigrant situation, and they're not immigrants.
Right.
And they keep saying, they keep omitting the fact that they're illegal.
Right.
You know, and I saw it yesterday, and I went out for lunch, and I saw this constant stream of people going by the window, but when I actually stepped outside, I was pretty much amazed by this gigantic parade that was going by, and I had no idea, and I thought to myself, these can't all be illegal. They can't. I mean, this is just, it's such a huge crowd of people here that...
Well, I don't know, Juan, I don't know if you heard my show yesterday, but... I got to thinking about this, and I heard about, you know, how these illegals are calling us racist and this, that, and the other. And you're right, this is not about race. And what I am afraid this is going to degenerate into is that anybody of Mexican descent in this country that's here legally,
right,
that has been here generationally, that they're going to start to feel the brunt of people's anger. And I said on the air yesterday, if you've got a coworker or a friend or whatever that's a neighbor that's of Mexican descent and they're in this country illegally, you better stand up with them.
Well, I'll tell you something real quick that happened to me yesterday. I had my headphones on because I'm usually listening to you while I'm working, and I heard a couple of my coworkers were coming over to check up on what I was doing. You know, we were going to examine my work.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard them joking around, but, you know, some of them are my friends, and I don't mind, but some of them weren't, and I really am not friendly with them in a way for them to be sort of...
That intimate with you, yeah.
Right, and yeah. Especially it was coming from one people that I really don't know that well and wouldn't appreciate those kind of comments from, but I had my headphones on them. I heard them say, well, let's go see what Juan's doing. You know, shouldn't he be out with the rest of the lazy Mexicans and, you know, and
mm-hmm.
just these derogatory comments.
Right.
That I really didn't appreciate, and then, you know, it was all sort of, when I took my headphones off pretty quickly because I wanted to, you know, confront them about it, and, you know, they played it off like they were joking, and they sort of continued on in that way, and I really thought to myself, you know, I played it off like I was, you know, I'm going to be a good sport about it, right? I don't agree with this, what's going on. I let them know I don't agree with it, and I tried to state my case, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there that they'll joke around like that. They'll take this sort of quick knee-jerk reaction to it.
Right.
But then when you try to actually get into the issue of it, they don't want to hear it. And it's like, oh, yeah, we're just kidding, whatever, you know.
Well, we're a nation of jingoism. You know, we spout stuff that we have no idea where it comes from. We don't know why we're saying it. We're just doing it to be cool or hip or funny or whatever.
Right. But then when you try to confront them on it and actually try to discuss it in a mature way, it's
right.
like, oh, well, we, you know, we're the kidding. And what I'm afraid of is that that's going to continue on, because when I came home and I saw the propaganda Fox local coverage of it all, they really put this spin on it, how it was all just this great love fest and, you know, they're all immigrants.
Yeah.
And everybody they talked to just talked about how we're all a nation of immigrants. But, again, they never talk about the illegal aspect of it.
Right.
And, you know, we're a nation of laws and law and order. And like I said, you know, I talk to a lot of people over here who are, you know, American Hispanics, and a lot of us over here do not agree with this at all. And
yeah, but another thing, you don't see Fox or any of these other news shows interviewing people like yourself.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly it. And
yeah.
I'm really afraid that as it goes on, it's really, you know, set up to do the ethnic hatred and the racial hatred.
Yep.
And, you know, what they're trying to do, what I believe, I heard you a little earlier in the other call, was what you were saying, which is they want to destroy this country because we have it so good. And what I really believe, you know, and I know you guys are always saying this, and I'm trying to tell people, is they're using China as the model because China has the police state that the Soviet Union had, and yet they're trying to cover that up with the Starbucks that we have.
Sure.
And sort of give us the best of worst of both worlds. And it's, you know, it's really scary, you know.
It is. And Juan, I appreciate your call. And tell those coworkers of yours that there's a talk show host down here in Texas that doesn't appreciate their comments.
Oh, I sure will.
I'd be happy to talk to them anytime, any place, anywhere.
Well, I've been trying to turn them on to you, and I sure will.
Okay, thanks, Juan. I appreciate your call. Everybody, hold on. I'll get to all your calls after this break.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
On tomorrow's program, I'm going to have Jim Gilchrist. He is the head of the Minuteman Project. I appreciated Shannon McCauley coming up. The phone feed was lousy, and then we had drops with it. So my apologies to Mr. McCauley, but we'll have Jim Gilchrist on with us tomorrow on the National Intel Report. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Jeez, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, wow. What was that?
that is a new thing we installed so we can balance out the phone lines. So the phone company down here gives us different volume levels, and we were having fits and echo problems, and so when the callers and everybody out there listening, when you call into the network to get online, you're going to hear a burst. So don't let that fool anybody. It's brand new, but you're working just fine. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got two thoughts of contention. First off, it's not the INF anymore. What is it that's supposed to
ICE?
Okay. Now, can somebody file a federal or what's that called, FOIA, to find out exactly where these people were yesterday when they should have been out there?
You mean arresting people?
Yeah. And,
while the police across the country were making it very, very easy for all the illegals to file into the streets to protest?
Yes. Yeah. File a petition for the the minutes of their meetings and stuff like that on that day and see exactly what they were doing and what they were talking about, for one thing. And I got another idea for an investment besides gold, which, you know, I would get if I could. But with all the corporate prisons going around the country and stuff like that, we citizens should invest in putting up a few of our own and, you know, basically going out and doing some citizens' arrest. I mean, you know.
You know, that would be, you know, we're asked to be involved in crime stopping and drop a dime. And we have all these nationwide programs. We got Amber Alerts. You know, they're enlisting our help for just about everything to drop a dime on everybody else. But you're right, except the illegals.
Yeah, we could get them in there and they can make some shortwave radios or something like that. We could sell for a decent price.
It's not a bad idea, but you know what? I just want the problem gone,
yeah.
And we better start working on making that problem go away rather than just saying, and you watch what happens with this, Don. You know, I was thinking about this today. You watch what happens. They're going to get off that 11 million figure because they're saying, my goodness, we can't deport 11 million people. Do you understand the logistics behind that? You watch what happens. Those numbers are going to increase as we keep pushing them to do something, and then the numbers are going to magically rise a little bit. They're not going to admit how many illegals are actually in this country, but it's just a problem we can't deal with, so therefore we got to give them amnesty. Got to make them pay a couple $1,000 fine, and all in all, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that is, I would consider that to be, again, at the root of this problem, our fault. Because we have allowed these people to get into office, set themselves up. They have cut all ties with us. When we have redress of grievance or we have a problem, forget it. You know, you get a letter back from these clowns saying, well, thank you, and we'll monitor the situation. Or they'll nicely say, you know, go fly a kite. But we have no redress. That's our fault that we don't have people in office that are doing one thing. First of all, paying attention to the Constitution, because that Constitution wasn't written for you or I. That was a checklist for the politicians so they wouldn't go over that line. Well, they've gone so far beyond that line, they erased it years ago. That's our fault.
Yep, it is. Yeah, I got one other item. I went to vote in a preliminary today, and the Diebold machines were screwing up. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with them.
Your Diebold, what was
the Diebold machines that we vote on? You know, they switched them over to the new ones this year. It like prints up a little thing and a little window on the side, and then scoots it on through when you press that. Everything checks right that you marked. But I was next to these couple people trying to figure out why these Diebold machines were not working.
Garbage in, garbage out. It's the way they're programmed.
Have a good night.
Hey, thanks, Don. I appreciate your time. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Good show today, as always. I just want to throw a couple things out for you and your audience. I think when you look at who is behind organizing some of these marches, you know, we saw groups like the Communist Party USA, and they're using tactics like calling us racist and class warfare and picking May 1st, which we called a Pinko de Mayo, Tommy Pinko de Mayo Day. I think this can't be stressed often enough that all of this is right out of the communist playbook. And I think that when this item is discussed, you know, illegal immigration, we should see it for what it is, as a communist infiltration through these foot soldiers coming over the border, you know, to try to do the Reconquista bit on us.
Right. And that they're also ignoring these signs. I mean, I read several of them on the air yesterday. And you'll never see any of these on the national news, because there are some people in this country that do speak fluent Spanish that aren't Mexican, that can read, you know, can read Spanish. But the news medias are not doing it. This is the most, I have never seen anything like this in this country. I have seen propaganda campaigns, but this is being orchestrated from the very top. They're all saying the same thing. All their lead-ins, all their stories, that all has the same bent. And it's just not television. It's editorials that are appearing in papers across the nation. I talked to one guy the other day. He wrote several letters and had friends write them into their local newspaper. They're not being allowed in the editorial comments section of the newspaper because, well, quite frankly, it doesn't want the impression of what the newspaper is and what it stands for. Forget the fact that you got a First Amendment. Forget the fact that you're buying their stupid newspaper.
Sure.
Forget the fact that you have an opinion that's contrary to theirs. They're not putting it out.
Well, we should see this for what it is, John. They're utilizing the big lie technique over and over. They're telling the same empty rhetoric over and over. And if you look at some of the stuff closely, we know it's a bunch of BS.
Yep.
And the people that are discerning, some of the lame brains out there probably, you know, just fall for it because they don't know any better. But people that are informed by listening to your broadcast for sure know that it's the big lie. They're using Hitler techniques to do this with. But I'd like to throw one more thing out, John. I don't personally believe there's going to be a political solution to this thing because I think both parties have sold us out.
Yes.
And I think that leaves one alternative, which is to try to force or influence our military leaders to issue ultimatums to these politicians that are, you know, not following their oath of office. These military people have a constitutional duty. They have to be aware of this invasion going on right under our noses. And if they're overseas, they have to know that their families are at risk right here. So I was just kind of wondering if you know of any military folks you could bring in as a guest or invite calls to say, hey, what kind of, instead of, you know, wasting our time anymore calling or writing Congress, because we know, well, I don't think that's going to happen through them.
Well, and you know, I was thinking about this today because this is an immense problem. And it's going to take a concerted effort to deal with this problem. And I think one of the things that we can do, you know, people on various topics and subjects have said, you know, why don't we, you know, get a couple million people and go march on Washington, D.C.? It's not going to take that. And Washington, D.C., for a lot of folks, is a long way off. But your state capital is a heck of a lot closer. I think what we should start doing right now is organizing protest at the state capitals. And we have our own people. And I can guarantee you one thing. They wouldn't be able to ignore this if we showed up in numbers. And also intermixed in this protest would be Americans of Mexican descent saying, hey, we're not going along with this.
Oh, no doubt. That would definitely get a lot of good publicity and I think put some pressure. But one other quick thing, too, John. Ed Waller used to touch on this quite a bit. And that has to do with the fact that these politicians operate under a contract with the people, and that's called an oath of office.
Right.
And I really believe that with some good paperwork, we could put these people on administrative notice that they're in violation of their oath of office if they don't follow certain things. And you start a process where the clock is ticking on them. If they do not take us seriously, at some point we could somehow force them out of office. And I feel like that's where the solution is because you can yell, scream, and rant all you want.
Yep.
They're not listening to us.
No, and Washington, D.C. certainly isn't listening to us because the majority of the sellout has taken place at the federal level. And I'm in agreement with you, and this goes back to what I've been harping on all these years, that the real power is not in Washington, D.C. The power lies within the states. We live in the states. This is our backyard, and we should be pressuring the governors of the state. And you know what? I didn't know this until somebody told me, but there's some states that you can't recall the governor through petition, but many of them you can. So we give them an ultimatum that they start following the oath of office that they swore to. The next petition that's circulated is we're getting your raggedy butt out of office.
No doubt. And there is an administrative process out there. And if you get Ed on or someone like that, I feel like the proper paperwork could be formed to where the clock gets ticking on these guys. And if they think their personal assets or their office is at risk, they could very well.
Look, Wayne, do you realize how many problems would disappear if these clowns were following the Constitution?
Oh, shoot.
Oh. My goodness.
Unbelievable.
This would be Disneyland again. I could relax. I could take a vacation. I could go to Mai Tai and drink a little umbrella drinks. Have a good time.
That's our goal for you, John.
Yeah.
One of those drinks.
Okay, man. Yeah. Wayne, thank you. I appreciate your call. Some good thoughts there. And folks, you know, I've said this, no matter what the problem is, you know, I don't care what Washington, D.C. does because they are not following the Constitution. They have abrogated their responsibility and their duties to us. Well, it's also happening at state level. I think it's a little easier to take back our state than it is to try to overrun and take over Washington, D.C. Because enough people in seats of power in our own respective states that understand what the Constitution is, how this government is supposed to function, that's when we put up our hand and we say no to Washington. in many, many regards. Are you getting my drift here, folks? Do you understand what I'm saying? Where are all these people out there that want to start up these third-party political offices? Why have we not tried to go after the state's governors? Why have we not made a concerted collective effort to go against our state legislatures when they're not doing the bidding of the people? They're not following the law. Why the hell do we need a third party in this country? All we have to do is hold their tootsies to the constitutional fire. That's our responsibility. That is our duty in this political process. Why isn't it being done? Oh, we'll just go out and waste our time and start a third party because the other two aren't working. No, you're not working. You got your head someplace it shouldn't be. And answer me this question. Do you really think that a third party in this country is going to be the savior of anything? I want you to think about that. Because I've been talking to a lot of wannabe politicians in the last couple of days. They ain't got a clue, folks. They ain't got a clue. Oh, they know some of the problems. Oh, yes, and with their dashing good looks and their monumental egos, they're going to step right in and they're going to fix the problem. Hogwash. Hogwash. Let me read this. I'm going to skip the last break, so you callers hang on there. I'll get all of you in here. Edlam from the New American wrote this a couple of days ago about the immigrants, myth versus facts. And sorry, Frosty, I think you lifted a lot of this story off of the New American article. Sorry about that, but if you're going to plagiarize, give credit where credit is due. Politicians and pundits are defending illegal immigration with worn-out myths that can easily be proven wrong. Myth. Illegal immigrants contribute greatly to the American economy. Fact. So-called statistics supporting this myth are typically a deceptive amalgam of statistics and supposition arranged to conceal an undeniable truth. Consider, for instance, this statement from the ACLU paper, Immigrants and the Economy, in 2002. Immigrants pay more than $90 billion in taxes every year and receive only $5 billion in welfare. Without their contributions to the public treasury, the economy would suffer enormous losses. Well, let's take a look at this. If 32.5 million immigrants, the total of legal and illegal immigrants, according to the New American, according to the recent U.S. Census figures, by the way, if they really pay $90 billion in taxes, then they pay half the taxes the average native-born American pays. Note, too, that the ACLU combines both legal and illegal immigrants into its statistics. Now, most taxes paid by immigrants are paid by legal immigrants. Illegal immigrants often pay little or no taxes because many of them are working under the table in the underground cash-based economy. Welfare is a term limited to only a few federal subsidy programs, and the Center for Immigration Studies notes, and I'm quoting them, even though illegal aliens make little use of welfare, which they are generally barred, the cost of illegal immigration in terms of government expenditures for education, criminal justice, and emergency medical care are significant. CIS estimates that the total net cost of illegal immigration is an annual drain on the government from $11 to possibly as much as $22 billion every year. Myth. We're a nation of immigrants. This myth is false on its face. Nearly 88% of the people living in the United States today are not immigrants. They were born here. This is a nation of natives, not a nation of immigrants. But, the liberal propagandists reply, we all have ancestors who come from other countries, and one might reply, so does just about every other nation on planet Earth. Are not the French merely descendants of the immigrant barbarian Franks who drove out the Roman era Celtic Gauls, and the English are simply immigrant Angles and Saxons who virtually wiped out the Celtic Britons in the 5th century A.D.? They too are simply nations of immigrants under this liberal myth. As in practically every other nation on earth, the myth descends to meaningless upon any serious analysis. Yet, whatever this myth is uttered, wherever it's uttered, we are expected to nod our heads in agreement that a deep and salient point has been made. Are you nodding out there, America? Myth. You cannot deport 12 million people. Fact. There is nothing more than a slogan for people who have stopped trying to address the problem. The U.S. government needs to begin deporting illegal aliens, and even if it only deports a fraction of them over the next few years, that would be progress. If the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, as we like to call them, deported only 2 million of the 12 million illegal aliens, and that's saying that it's really 12 million, it's between 20 and 30, maybe as high as 40, 10 million illegals would be better than 12 million illegals. Congressman Tom Tancredo notes that enforcing employer sanctions could lead many to go home on their own without deportation proceedings. If you can't get a job in this country, and if you can't get social service benefits, you go home. Additionally, a lot of immigrants visit families on their own and wouldn't be able to get back in if Congress decides to secure the border. On the other hand, if the 12 million illegals are legalized, none would be deported. Moreover, this amnesty, whether called amnesty or not, would simply induce more illegals to cross the Rio Grande in hopes of waiting until the next amnesty. Myth: illegal immigrants are only taking jobs Americans don't want. Fact: many illegal immigrants are able to work for less than market value because they don't pay income or Social Security taxes and are able to take their entire paycheck or cash, more often than not, cash, home. Now, this is not only unfair competition against employers who follow the law and pay employees above the table, but it depresses the wage scale for Americans who would otherwise select jobs currently filled by illegal immigrants. These are jobs that Americans do not want only because the illegal immigrants have depressed the wage scale for the positions. Take away the illegal immigrants and the market would raise wages to the level where Americans would take the jobs. Myth: guest workers would only be here temporarily. Fact: history demonstrates that guest workers would be as temporary as the temporary telephone tax, still in effect, by the way, that Congress enacted in 1898 to pay for the Spanish-American War. And what would happen if 12 million guest workers decided not to leave? Those who argue against deporting the current 12 million illegal aliens as impractical are likely, if challenged, to say that they find the prospect of deporting guest workers impractical as well. Thus, it's hardly surprising that President Bush fails to mention a time limit on the temporary worker visas the federal government would permit under the guest worker program he's pushing in his public addresses. Now, most pending congressional legislation would limit the guest worker to 3 years, but then what? Myth: illegal immigrants have the right to come here. It is our Christian duty to provide hospitality. Fact: nearly two-thirds of the 32.5 million foreign-born people living in the United States entered this country legally, and the United States has more legal immigrants than any other country on the entire planet. That's hardly poor hospitality. And no bill before Congress has a chance of becoming law that would change this nation's hospitality. But it is poor hospitality to say that nearly 22 million legal U.S. immigrants who waited in line, that they wasted their time to follow the rules because illegal immigrants will now get the same status. The need to deport illegal aliens and secure our borders has nothing to do with persecuting minorities or lack of hospitality. The United States can continue to allow a large or small number of immigrants into this country legally, depending on how many can be reasonably assimilated without destroying our American culture. Rather, securing our borders is necessary as a matter of principle, in the interest of equal justice under the law, as well as practical security in this age of international terrorism. And this nation can no longer afford to allow myth information slogans to sidetrack the nation from fulfilling the mandate of controlling the borders. That was Thomas Edlam from The New American. BL in Texas, you're up. Hello, BL.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Got a couple of quick things.
Yep.
Al Martin blew my mind yesterday. I don't know if you talked about it today. I missed the part of the first hour. But when the Bush-Cheney Reich came into power, the first thing they did was deregulate the profit per barrel on oil. It's up over 1,100% per barrel. So it's the price of a barrel of oil is insignificant compared to the way we're getting gouged. And the other thing is, after Katrina, the formulation of gasoline was deregulated. So if your fuel mileage has changed and your fuel system components are failing. That's why, because whatever you're getting a gallon of is not necessarily a gallon of gasoline.
Well, and I've been doing a little studying on gasoline. Your mileage per gallon, depending on who's producing this gasoline, it can vary as much as 20% to 30% in the gas mileage that you're pumping out of the pumps to begin with.
I'm seeing really bad mileage since Katrina.
Isn't that amazing?
Imagine if, John, if we could invade a foreign country and the news media was on our side. Imagine how easy it would be to get away with anything.
Well, I don't know. Canada's looking real attractive to me right now. They only got 30 million people up there. We got, about 270 legal people in this country. We'll discount the 30 million plus illegals, but I think we got 270 million people. We could go up there and take Canada over with pea shooters.
I'm ready.
Hey.
Mark Kernke was right all along, and now that the shooting's about to start in earnest, he's going to miss the party.
Well, I understand. BL, thanks for your call. John in Florida, you're up. Hello, John.
Yeah, John?
Yes.
Yeah, a couple things here. One, have you noticed how Lou Dobbs was very strong against illegal invaders coming into the country? It's a illegal invasion. Now it's turned into a love fest.
Well, I don't think Lou Dobbs has turned it into a love fest.
Well, he's toned it down so much, so many notches. You know, when someone does you wrong or they molest your child, you don't walk up to them and say, "Please help me to understand." Where you do not, you know what I'm saying?
You know, this is what I've heard, that Lou Dobbs' head is on the proverbial chopping block because of the stance that he took against illegal immigration to begin with. So I don't know if he's toning this down a little bit just to fulfill his contract before they give him the boot or not. I can't answer for Lou Dobbs.
Okay, the other thing I was going to bring up, you know, we have many people that are Hispanic background here, especially in Miami. Oh, we're loaded. The other thing is, every time you get one that stands up and says he doesn't believe in it, I've worked with Hispanics in Miami for 35 years. There is such animosity toward an American who says, "I believe we should follow the laws." So when you get 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 100 that says it, it really doesn't carry a lot of weight. Do you understand that kind of thought?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because one of them says, "Well, I believe in it." Yeah, but when I go to work in Miami, selling heavy equipment, by the way, there is so much animosity in that shop and in that dealership. You go like, where does this come from? Where is this coming from? There is so much hatred, you could cut it with a knife.
Welcome to modern-day Babylon.
That's Miami. The other thing I was going to tell you, when they say we could not get rid of these people, I would even suggest we go back to having, we have bounty hunters for people who break the law or criminals that jump bail. We could actually, old people like myself, 56-year-old people who used to be captains in the Marine Corps, they could bring us back.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe since the federal government can't figure out a way to do this, maybe they could give grants to the local sheriffs. The sheriffs could put a posse together, and they could, each person that goes out and gets an illegal alien could get a bounty. And I think we could do it a heck of a lot cheaper than what the federal government could do.
Well, exactly. As a bounty hunter, and by the way, I just wanted to say, too, if Mexico had Mexican people on the other side of the border who picked up Americans crossing illegal, I'd have no problems with that. I'd say, you're 100% right in doing that. They have no right of doing that.
Well, I'm going to continue this line of programming, and thanks for your call, John. I appreciate it very much. We're going to continue this programming on the illegal invasion tomorrow with Jim Gilchrist, the head of the Minuteman. So, folks, let's get our thinking caps on. Let's come up with, rather than just venting off here some steam and, you know, making ourselves feel a little better temporarily, let's start thinking about some real solutions and let's start putting them into action. Come on, folks, I'm getting tired of sitting around talking about this. Aren't you? I know you are. All right, we'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then. By the way, tomorrow on Derry Brownfield's show, Ted Pike on the hate bill passage in the Senate. Don't miss it on Derry Brownfield.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing Visit Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.